there was a birthday celebration of a 100-year-old man with a lot of his friends who were in their 90s. And they were being interviewed by a newspaper reporter who came up to one person who was 97 and not too fond, actually, of the birthday boy. And he says, well, what do you think about so-and-so? What an achievement. He's 100 years old. And the guy replied, yeah, he hasn't done much in his life. He just turned 100. And look how long it took him to do that. Sometimes we are not impressed by what people do because maybe there's a little tinge of jealousy or a little desire for attention in our own way. But the Lord gives us beautiful virtue called humility, where we can look at someone else's achievement, no matter how minimal, and take joy in what they have done. What a beautiful thing it is to look at someone else's achievement and say, good for her, good for him. What a beautiful thing. And that is happiness which we can share in without ever having done anything ourselves, simply rejoicing in someone else's achievement. In today's gospel, we have a 12-year-old girl and a woman who has suffered for 12 years. And what I said simply for those who know Ukrainian is that our life is lived in time. And things change gradually, both for the better and both for the worse. But when we learn to be patient, and when we learn to work to change our situation, then things can become better. But it doesn't happen on our own schedule. So today, in a brief sermon, I tell you, enjoy other people's achievements and take joy in anything that is good that happens in this world. And be patient with yourself and with others because things take time. And the more patient we are, because patience is not simply waiting. Patience is active, looking for the opportunities that are available instead of complaining about the opportunities that have already passed us by. Slava Isusu Christu.